There's 134 National Unlimited bangers booked in for this meeting. It's going to be probably the meeting of the year at Mildenhall, bar the European Championships a fortnight ago. I mean, looking at the list here, anybody who's anybody in National Bangers right now is going to be there. It's an absolute feast for National Banger fans. We've had to bring in every breakdown truck we can find in the region. It's going to be a very, very busy night, hence the 5 p.m. start time.
Just going to that, actually, having to bring in the breakdown trucks, how difficult is that to do when all of a sudden you look at the list and you've got a significantly higher number than expected? I guess it's really busy times for you guys.
It's crucial because, like a lot of our circuits, there is a curfew, there's a time curfew. We don't want to disappoint people when it comes to races. We don't want to have to cancel races. So the turnaround time, the clean-up operation between one race and another is crucial. We always have a good fleet of tractors and agricultural vehicles at Mildenhall that help us out, but we've had to enlist some JCBs and extra breakdown trucks, you know, to cope with the demand of the amount of cars that's going to be there.
And if people are wondering as to why the numbers are so big this weekend, then look no further than some very crucial meetings that are coming up. You've got some world qualifying points on offer this weekend.
There is. Well, I mean, basically, in terms of the Banger World Series, this is the last chance saloon. There's only one more meeting after this. That's Arlington, which is the grand final. And then you're either in the National Unlimited World Final to be staged at Ipswich, or you're not. So it's crucial time. This is why all these guys want to be there and try and book their place if they haven't done so already.
What's the atmosphere like on a night like this, then, when you've got so many?
All the Banger World Series have a unique atmosphere of their own. A lot of the race fans, particularly National Unlimited fans, it's a must-do meeting for them. They all come, they enjoy the crashing, they enjoy the action, they enjoy supporting their favourite drivers. I mean, just looking down the list here, we've got Kyle Overy, we've got Dave Vincent. Those guys probably know just about every shard of shale there is on the Mildenhall Raceway. You come further down, you've got Ipswich's own Daniel Rose. You've got Dave King from down in the south. I mean, these guys are box office. They've been there, they've seen it, they've been on the big stage. Jason Jackson, you know, twice a world champion. Jason is one of the most talented natural drivers we have on the Speedworth roster. He races lightning rods. He went to South Africa last winter and won a title in National Hot Rods out there. You know, these drivers are so talented. We've got the Reynolds brothers. We've got Jack and Joe, Scott Cornish. We've got the McPhillamy brothers. Of course, Dean himself was a world champion a few years back. Jack Overy, world champion 2 years ago. The list goes on and on. It really is a who's who of National Unlimited Banger Racing.
And in addition to the Banger Racing this weekend, you've got the National Saloon Stock Cars back at Mildenhall. They contested their European Championship just a few weeks ago. Kind of tipped David Aldis. He was going for a hat-trick of Euro wins at Mildenhall, but it went to somebody just as local, pretty much, Dean Mays from Diss.
That's right. Dean is from the same hometown. Unfortunately, on the Sunday, we had an absolute cloudburst, and when it rains at Mildenhall, it really does rain, and unfortunately, we had that just before the start of the big race, but nonetheless, it added its own dimension. It added its own, elements to the race. And Dean Mays came through to take it. So it still was a very, very action-packed weekend of racing. Even though the weather dampened things on the Sunday, it was still a barnstormer of a meeting.
And we should also say it's just over a month since we were live for BBC Suffolk at Speed Weekend in Ipswich, kind of the curtain coming down on the National Hot Rod season. Well, it started again. You've had round one. You've got 60 cars booked in at Hednesford this weekend.
Absolutely. As you said, round one took place at Aldershot a couple of weeks ago. We had a great turnout for that. Billy Wood came out and took the final. So we've got a few different names at the top of the leaderboard at the moment. But of course, you know, they're all setting their early season markers. As you said, this coming weekend at Hednesford, we've got the traditional National Championship weekend. The National Championship title is even older than the world title. It was first staged for back in the late 60s. It's for National Hot Rodding, it's one of those weekends, again, that everybody wants to be at. Everybody wants to be part of, and as you say, we've got 60 National Hot Rods booked in there. That just goes to show just how healthy and how good that class is after the World Championships. The NHRPA that governs it has been reformed. We've got all the usual officials back in place. Everything is going really, really well for National Hot Rods right now.